Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What is in your glove box? Sources say people keep more than just gloves in the box. That's what our sources are telling us, which is what it's made for. Gloves, right? Driving gloves back in the day. Well, it almost should be called a storage box now. So what besides those gloves do you keep in the glove box? We're going to find out next.
It's Elizabeth and Radar. It's The Mix. And you can connect with us right here in the studio to answer that question with the radio.com app. That's how you can listen to our radio station on your phone, on your smart speakers. And we put this poll up actually on social media.
Yes.
Do you actually put gloves in your glove box? 96% say no.
Yeah, because who's
4%? I don't believe that 4%.
It was intended for gloves, nobody puts their gloves in there.
That
producer
takes so
Dave,
much
yeah,
work.
No one does it.
It takes so much work to lean over and open that glove box, grab your gloves out. Just have your gloves sitting next to you.
So,
or keep them on your hands.
Dave, what do you put in the glove box then?
Oh, my box is just filled with a bunch of nonsense. Just things that basically I felt like I needed to throw away, but I wasn't out of garbage, so I threw them in my glove compartment.
He has a picture up at facebook.com/991themix. There's gummy bears. There's cords.
A phone holder for my car that I'm not using.
Sunglasses.
It's a good spot to put the phone holder in the glove box, because why would you need a phone holder in your car?
Because I only use it when I film videos in my car, okay? Jeez.
Whoa, what kind of videos are we talking about?
Hot dog videos.
Wait, you have a hot dog in your glove box?
There probably is a hot dog wrapper in my glove box, honestly.
No,
like,
I'm confused. What do people have in their glove box?
Right. What's in the box?
What's in the box?
Let's hope it's not that. 414-799-1099, and we will go to Simone. You're in your car right now. What's in your box right now? Lean over there and open that up.
I know it's a little far-fetched, but I actually tend to carry a book full of old like phone numbers and stuff. So that way, if I need them in an emergency, I can have them.
That's actually really smart, because none of us here know people's numbers anymore.
Yeah, no. You don't put them in your phone. It's in a little black box.
But what if something happens to the phone?
What if something happens to the little book? Gets wet or something like that?
Well, chances that something happens to both of them is probably pretty rare.
All right.
Simone, did someone tell you to do that, or did you just think of this on your own?
I kind of did that on my own. I was sitting there a couple years ago, and I was thinking, if I ever had a car and I didn't have like any phone or any like cord to charge my phone, I could use my phone book and borrow somebody's car.
Producer Dave?
So basically, if you're living in the 1920s, and you don't have a phone, you can at least look at all the numbers that go to a payphone.
Hey, you know what, though?
Be prepared,
yeah,
not
right.
scared.
No,
this is
I think it's smart.
Did you put 799-1099 in there under M for mix?
No, but I probably should.
Yes, you should.
As Elizabeth has said. Thanks, Simone. That's really good advice. I'm going to have to start doing this.
Thanks for the call. We'll talk to you another time.
All right, Donna, you're in your car, so lean over there, open that glove box. Tell us what's in there.
Oh, yeah. Air freshener, a set of headphones. Definitely the hand sanitizer. Got to have that in the car.
Why? Is it germy in your car?
No, you meet people, you shake hands. You go to a bathroom and there's nowhere to wash your hands.
Well, I drive for Lyft, so when I go to the airport and pick people up, I have to wait at the lot. There is no sanitizer when you go to the restroom over there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Need it.
So, Donna, what we're learning is there are no gloves in your,
glove box.
No, my gloves are actually in my door.
Oh!
A better storage spot.
Should be called the glove door now.
Exactly.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.